The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Can I just say that I really do understand the concerns of residents in areas where some ambitious new development has been proposed. If I was going to be living next to some 21-storey apartment building or three-floor mega nightclub, I'd probably be ticked off too. That's why I can sympathise with the Frio Council and Frio residents who aren't exactly thrilled that Twiggy just got the green light to build a luxury hotel in the port city. The six-storey hotel will exceed the local height limit by 4 metres, and locals think it will change the heritage value of the area. And they're probably not wrong. But I think it's important to point out that for this particular part of Frio, heritage value is just a fancy way of saying mostly old and kind of shit. Twiggy's swanky hotel will be built on the old car park behind Metro Frio, across from the markets. That whole weird little area is a rabbit warren of shops that no one goes into. So what heritage are locals trying to protect? The long and proud heritage of the cash converters next door? Give me a break. About 100 metres from where the hotel will sit, King Square has been completely transformed by the FOMO development, and it's been a revelation for the area. I reckon this hotel will be the same. Have you stayed at the Esplanade recently? It's not exactly the sort of place that will draw in tourists from interstate or overseas, but Twiggy's fancy hotel with its rooftop bar and swimming pool just might. A bold strategy to bring more luxury accommodation to Frio is exactly the sort of development that will ensure the port city continues its evolution into becoming the jewel of the metro area. In a few years' time, it's not a stretch to think we might be celebrating Frio for saving the WA tourism industry. Look at what Crown Towers has done for Perth, and Como at the Treasury, and the Ritz-Carlton. So when you look at this issue from that perspective, you really can't get swayed by the opinions of a few NIMBYs. I sympathise with their concerns, but there are bigger things at stake here, which is why I personally can't wait to see this hotel project get up and running.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.